The Champions League returns and a lot has happened. What has happened to Barcelona? What has happened to Pep Guardiola? And what has happened to the Farmers League? This is In Airplane Repair.
That should be the catchphrase each week.
Took me a long time to come up with that.
That was a bad one, mate. That was
really bad.
The Champions League is back, and a lot has happened.
Your theme was what's happened.
Well, I just get rusty when we don't do them as regularly, you know. You were listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unhappening. Has anyone seen the film The Unhappening?
Is it like a Groundhog Day?
I think it's not very good. It's like a horror film.
Is it like a psychological film?
Yeah. Podcast on the internet.
Aren't all films kind of psychological films?
Joining me today to discuss what has happened in the Champions League and maybe even the Europa League. The only one of us who's got statistical knowledge up his sleeves, Otto_Wolf. Welcome to the pod.
Hi. That's great. It's an honour to be here.
It's good to have you. And the only one of us who has played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper, welcome.
Hi. Good to be here.
Good to be happening here.
And the only one of us who... He's our fan on the road at the J-Doggy Dog.
He could be the only one that's the fan on the road.
Yeah, the only one of us. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy to be happening here.
No, it's good.
I'm happy to be happening.
Luke, was this 8-2 defeat the worst thing you've ever seen on a football pitch? Was it worse than the 7-1?
I don't think it was worse than 7-1, because I think Barcelona had a few chances early on. Ooh, maybe everyone could score lots of goals today, and then it didn't pan out like that. There was a moment where you know it was like, oh, maybe it's just going to be a crazy game, and it was a crazy game, but it wasn't just a crazy game. It was a crazy bad game for Barcelona. But not as bad as the 7-1, I don't think, mate. Although, having Coutinho come on and score through the end, that's not good. That's bad.
Yeah, it really rubbed salt in the wounds.
I think I completely disagree with Luke, just to straight away start going firing.
Worse? What do you think is worse than the 7-1?
Yeah, 8-2 is way worse, because the 8-2 was actually over like 90 minutes, whereas the 7-1 was basically over like 20 minutes. They scored 5 goals.
Okay, so on average... I mean, think you got like a period of really, really bad, and then a period of not so bad.
Bayern Munich just had control of the game from beginning to end, whereas Germany just scored a fuckload of goals in that. It was like 14 minutes, wasn't it? For like 5 goals.
Yeah.
Also, there was Bayern just kept how like they kept making just the same mistake over and over again, just Ter Stegen giving the ball away like for so many.
Yeah, exactly.
Just repeatedly over 90 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a shame that Luke can't now respond to our response to his response.
Yeah, he's muted himself. He's just walked off in anger.
Sheer rage.
Thomas Müller said that it was better than better for 7-1.
I guess the thing with the 7-1 is it's got the national pride of home tournament in Brazil.
Well, yeah, it was Brazil at home. They were favourites.
And it's probably the most watched game. Well, I don't know.
I think it was worse because the Brazilians very obviously cared that they were losing 7-1.
Yeah,
whereas felt like Barcelona, they just didn't really give...
With no crowd, you can kind of get away with it slightly more, I guess. You just sort of... I don't know.
Also, this has happened in the last 2 seasons. This is just deja vu.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just do it. Who is to blame, Johnny?
Well, the thing is, I don't really know. It's, if you read it, it sounds like it's the either what's he, the president or the director or the
some Martin or whatever his name is,
who like I guess has just bought terrible players. But then it's weird for a single game like that. That's surely like the mentality of you've got to put that on the manager, haven't you? They just seem to not change anything about the game. Lost the first half 4-1, and then we're like, right, same again, lads. And then did it again.
What do you think he said at half time?
No, I have not.
Same again, lads.
Same again.
We nearly scored in the beginning. yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't really understand how their club works, but everyone seems to be pointing the finger at that bar.
Yeah,
party guy.
But they've gone through loads of managers, haven't they? And spent loads of money. It's a bit like, is it a bit like the Man United situation, although not quite as?
I guess, but the Man United have kind of turned themselves around now, haven't they?
Be careful.
They've just like all their players are really old now. All their good players, and they're all, and they don't. They either don't have good enough young players, or they just don't play them.
And is there an issue they actually can't get rid of the old players because they're too expensive?
I guess so.
I don't know.
Oh, as in like no one would buy?
Well, I don't know who would like
old players. Who would you want to get? The old players are the best players. Maybe yeah. Busquets was a bit, but like Piqué and stuff are still really good.
But who would buy Piqué? Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Mm. Arsenal.
Also, I think Ter Stegen has to take a lot of the blame. I feel like he was at fault for so many of the goals.
It was also quite a high risk strategy if against a very high pressing, high work rate team to play out the back every single time.
But then, I guess, and then never changing it even when it's not working.
Yeah, that's a definition of madness or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, so
that's a cliche quote.
They could put that, 8-2.
Nice. Yeah. We should pay for a plane to fly that over the Camp Nou.
Yeah.
PK said that some good could come out of this game. What good could come out of this, Luke?
Good. Well, for Barcelona.
Yes.
We're looking for here.
Yeah.
At least Bayern Munich had fun.
Well, I suppose they could clear up whatever is causing the problem that we have failed to identify. But maybe someone will, after this game, be like, that's what's wrong, and they'll start sorting out the club,
I think PK's been pretty mad for a while, hasn't he? So he's
pretty mad.
Like angry at the club and stuff.
Yeah, probably. So, I suppose that's probably what he means. You know, they'll do something. They'll sort out whatever the problem is. They'll start buying better players. They'll get rid of PK because he's too old. Nah, he's probably
old. Maybe they'll finally get rid of me.
Get rid of Messi. Get rid of Messi.
I feel like he's still the best player in the world, though, isn't he?
Doesn't he still bang in 40 goals a year or whatever?
Messi to
this season, he got the assist record for La Liga. Whilst also scoring the most goals.
Yeah.
And he beat... His assist record was beating Xavi's assist record when Xavi was assisting Messi. So
keep Messi then?
Yeah, but don't make him captain.
Okay.
I don't understand why he's captain.
He can't not be captain.
No, but he can, because he's just like... He's clearly not... He's just not a captain.
No, you have to...
You don't have to make your best player the captain. Look at Liverpool.
Jordan Henderson is far and away Liverpool's best player.
Don't take the piss.
I don't know.
Because, I feel like you need your captain to be a player who, even if they're not... Maybe they're a bit off their game, you know, they can still, get everyone up by just running around or whatever.
But who else on the Barcelona team is that going to be?
PK?
I don't know, PK? Yeah.
But don't, is Messi really like a man motivator, you know? Isn't he just a petulant child underneath?
That's like Henderson, right? It's just captain just for shouting.
Just for shouting?
Yeah.
That's all you need them to do.
Like, you wouldn't make Diego Costa your captain, would you?
I think
I mean, I don't know why that came into my head.
They're very different. They're very different players.
But if he was the best player in your team, you still wouldn't make him your captain, would you?
But I think, like, you know, like, even if Messi's got the captain's armband, Piqué is still allowed to shout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, I mean, you're a fan. What do you look for in a captain?
Shouting. But then not always, because I always feel like Van Dijk should probably be the captain of Liverpool, because he's
better than Henderson.
He's better than him, and so I guess you just want them to be, yeah, I don't know, in charge, lead by example.
Captain.
But shouting helps a lot.
Okay, but like, Messi, like, he can't lead by example, because, like, his example would be like, guys, just go on a run and take on three players and then play a perfect pass. Mm. It's not really like, that's not exact, like, it's not quite the leading by example, you know? Like, even when he's doing well, it's not an example.
And doesn't he just get sad when they concede goals?
Yeah, I think he's a bit depressed, really.
I think, like, you want your captain to be like, lads, let's go again.
Yeah. Nail.
Exactly. That's exactly what... And you feel like Messi would just be like, oh no, 3-0, oh no.
The Ousmane, why didn't you score that?
Exactly. Pause it.
Yeah, that's definitely what it sounds like.
What do you think about Ronald Koeman then, Otto?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? They're trying to steal the Real Madrid formula. Everyone's trying to do it at the moment. Arsenal trying to do it. Real Madrid doing it.
So what is the Real Madrid? What's the formula, mate?
Getting a previous player who's not actually that good of a manager, like Zidane, Pirlo, Arteta, now Koeman. But Koeman actually does have management experience. But also, he didn't have very good management experience, so I don't really know why he's now manager. So I feel like probably he's just like,
yeah, I don't know. I feel like he was about just to rip it up with Holland, you know?
Was he?
Or is the Dutch national manager?
Yeah, apparently he loves Ryan Babel. So, Babel, Messi, Suarez.
How old is Ryan Babel now?
37.
Oh, so he'll fit perfectly into their ageing team.
You know, Bernardo Silva's only 27. I thought he was well old.
I don't think you should call it the Real Madrid tactic. You should, isn't it the Ole? Isn't Ole the original?
No, Zidane's way before Ole.
Oh, but Zidane is a god, though.
Like, yeah, and you paved the way of doing it where you just get a player in because he's the player.
I think he's got to get someone who you think, he's all right.
But Zidane had never managed a team, and when they got him, everyone was like, what is this? Like, you can't just have someone who's not allowed.
Isn't that the same with Pep in Barcelona? So?
No, he did the B team.
He did the B team.
Yeah, Zidane had done a bit of B team, yeah, Zidane. But, like, Pep was different,
to be fair,
I think.
Pirlo has actually done a bit of...
No, he has. He got hired in June.
Oh, he hasn't had a game yet.
Yeah, and he might have done a couple of training sessions.
Have you seen what he said about warm-ups?
Doesn't believe in warm-ups.
It's a quote from his biography is, I hate warm-ups with every fibre of my being. It actually disgusts me. It's nothing but masturbation for conditioning coaches. I've absolutely no interest in jogging to warm up my muscles. The muscle that counts most is the heart, and mine's always set to 100 degrees.
100 degrees?
Yeah.
that must be like a translation thing where it sounds way worse in English than it does in Italian.
Nonsense on so many levels.
But like the last bit when he's saying my heart is set to 100 degrees, that just doesn't make sense.
Well, if you're doing Fahrenheit, then that's around body temperature, so that's kind of
My heart is always at optimum body temperature for enzyme reaction.
My body has adequate homeostasis. I will not question evolution with this warm-up business.
My body is at perfect warmth.
I am the correct temperature.
So he's going to get too hot if he does a warm-up, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, potentially. Maybe that's why he just like sits in midfield and just like pings the ball around. Yeah, like, if I run too fast, my enzymes will become denatured. I cannot.
He has got quite a lot of hair for somebody who's worrying about getting hot, though.
Maybe if he had a shave, his opinion on warm ups would change.
Yeah, I reckon they'll do warm ups, don't you? When he's,
I reckon they'll have to. I reckon
like their whole team just gets like injured in the first week. Like they have like the other team goes out and does a warm up like before the match, and then the Juventus players just like stroll out.
Yeah, I quite like.
He sounds like one of those people who's just like really matter of fact. Like, this worked for me, so it must work for you. And he's just going to like get with the players doing all of the things exactly that he did as a player. And it's just going to go awfully.
You never know. I quite like all this stupid appointing of managers. It kind of shows you how like it arbitrary it is almost. It's really weird. Yeah. You know, like,
do you think, I think that nowadays managers have a lot less actual control over the clubs. And so like the new way of governing a club is because managers don't even do the transfers and shit.
Yeah.
So you give them all their players, and then you just need someone who's like inspiring and a mad manager.
It's
and that's a
personality
all
thing, yeah. Because you have all those separate coaches and everything, like a throw-in coach and like a leg warm-up coach, and like you've got. So the manager's just there to be entertaining, is what you're just to motivate.
Well, yeah, I feel like having someone like Pirlo, because he's like well respected, just gets all the players like going. Obviously, players like Pep are like different because they actually like imprint like a proper style.
Although, as we will come to discuss, Pep can, you know, probably doing too
can
much,
be bad.
Too much managing.
Yeah, that's when you need it as a dad.
Do you want to talk briefly about Bayern Munich?
They just smash everyone.
Gnabry, he's sick.
Wasn't good enough to play for West Brom.
Is that what Pulis said?
Yeah, Tony Pulis, and now he's smashing him.
He's really good enough to play for
West Brom. See, stuff like that. Is Tony Pulis a moron? Or has Gnabry got way better? Or is it like some combination
of both?
Yeah.
I think it's partly him being German and going to playing in German teams. I imagine it's a lot more, you feel more confident when you can like, and like, I don't know, when everyone's not just talking about how they beat you in the war and stuff. As I imagine playing at West Brom.
It's like a West Brom.
Yeah. And so I imagine he could express himself a bit better. But then maybe also he just needed to like a better team.
I just can't think of a player who has just gone. Can you think of a player who's got so much better in the time that you've seen them play football?
Iago Aspas.
I think he was good and then had a dip and then.
Okay. So we're saying no to that one.
I don't know that one. Is that the best you got?
No, I can think of more.
De Bruyne has got pretty good now.
De Bruyne.
Salah was quite shit for Chelsea, wasn't he? I guess.
Yeah, Salah. But that's again just Mourinho, isn't it?
You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. What do you think? Can you name a player who's got more better than
lifetime
in the
Victor Moses for one season at Chelsea?
Yeah, but
he is great.
Yeah, okay, it's a tricky one.
There are definitely players that have gone abroad and then like been amazing.
Romelu Lukaku.
Yeah. But that's not a good one.
No, but he is banging in the goals.
He is banging. He's got 33 goals this season.
So before we do the final, let's talk about Lyon's victory over Manchester City. Luke, did you see that coming?
No, I didn't see it coming. it was a weird one. What did I think about that game? Yeah, Man City were pretty naff at the start. They did get better in the second half, but then they kind of balled it all up.
Yeah.
Well, they
mainly was the team sheet was the weird thing.
Yeah, they didn't have any of their like creative players on.
Yeah, I think that's
apart from Sterling.
So why did he do that then?
Well, I don't know if it was like a warm up for the next game.
He was saying like it was to deal with their wing backs. He was just going to go like put his own wing backs on. Yeah. But that wouldn't work because their wing backs scored their first goal. So.
But then it's hard because it's like they were the better team, and then the margin of error was just so close. Like, if Sterling puts in that goal, which anyone should, then they'll probably go on and win.
That miss was mad.
And the conceding the goals as well was just two errors, really.
They should be comfortably beating Leon, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
It's quite fun having it. Like in this format, I don't know what you guys think about this like mini tournament. It is. It's quite fun.
It's kind of fun, but the drama of two legs is like there's nothing quite that compares to like
the away goals rule.
Exactly.
My away goals rule is a bit shit, but the second leg drama is always really good.
I also don't know if the teams that have been playing loads look tired. You know. I don't know if
That was the thing. Leon and PSG have played no games because the French league just got cancelled. Yeah.
But they got enough to like, because they both had their second legs and they had like the French Cup final. So they had like a couple of games to get into it and then just play.
They would have been playing lots of friendlies and stuff.
Really not like the away goals rule?
I love the away goals rule.
No, I think the away goals rule is, I don't like it really. It adds an extra dynamic, which is quite unique.
Then you just get extra time.
I think
it's fun how it can go from like one team's through to the other team's through. And
that is nice.
I think
definitely in extra time the away goal rule should stop in extra time.
I'd agree.
Oh no, even higher drama, because you think about it, you can go from winning in the 119th minute to losing in the 120th.
Yeah, but that's unfair because both
it
teams.
It is unfair. Then. No, that's no. But
that's the beauty.
I think it's objectively wrong.
But the drama's good.
Wrong.
But yeah.
What they should do is they should play the first half of extra time at one stadium and then quickly change cities, perhaps countries, go to the other stadium to finish off the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. What happens in between?
What do you mean? They're just traveling. They're like, cameras stay rolling. They like watch the planes like taking off at the airport.
Halftime entertainment.
Yeah. The commentators just sort of make small talk for a few hours.
I'd be like watching test cricket.
Yeah, it could be quite good.
Just chatting. Turn football into a five day
five day test. Why don't you split the entire game up? And just
every 10 minute section.
Every 10 minutes, yeah.
Have tea, have lunch, have dinner. Start at 11.
Do you think that would change the dynamic of the game?
Would they play for 5 days straight? As in, it's a
No. It's 120 minutes over 5 days.
Yeah, okay.
You could split it up.
I think fitness would really change. It would be a lot more of like there'd be a lot more mass at the top of the body.
You wouldn't really need fitness, would you?
No, you wouldn't at all. Fuck warm ups.
That's why cricket. That's why in cricket you can get people like Raheem Cornwall.
I'm guessing he
was the West Indies guy that was 22 stone.
Oh yeah, I didn't know his name. I know the one you mean. So Pep overthinking it, Luke, that's what everyone says. I've already asked you a question about this.
You asked me because I didn't really say that much, to be honest, but I'm not going to say that much here either. Yes he was, he overthought it.
I just don't see how anyone like,
why not just play your
so
best
hard
team
for every game about like surely they like, well, I was watching the Leeds documentary the other day and that Bielsa thing where he does all that work for each team that comes up. Like, doesn't every manager put in loads of work for every game? And then they get it wrong, and then they say he's overthought it.
But there is a, there like managers generally try to
overthink it, you know?
Yeah. But they do generally try to stick to certain formations. They don't try to change it up too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I guess he didn't, because he still had like a core team that was still pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the midfield was just so weird. I just like, surely everybody knows Man City's best team.
Yeah. I guess also it's because they keep messing up.
Maybe it's not that simple.
And so they're trying to not mess up this time. So he's, I guess, trying to do a bit more of a boring.
Yeah, I think he meant on the ultra defensive.
It was pretty awkward. No semi-final since 2016. No final since 2011.
There you go.
And then Lyon just got absolutely, like, it wasn't even, it was such a boring game, the Lyon
Bayern game. No, really, yeah.
Which just showed how Man City should have just been able to just demolish them. But yeah. maybe Man City would have also just been absolutely destroyed by Bayern.
I think they probably would have. Oh, I don't know.
It
wouldn't have been eight.
No, it wouldn't.
To be fair, Lyon did have some chances against Bayern.
Not really, though. Like, even if they'd scored, it wouldn't have, like, it wasn't quite the same.
Yeah.
Thoughts for the final? Simulation, Johnny?
Was that your simulation machine?
I was trying to inspire you guys to get...
Oh.
Not to do their own simulation. What's going to happen is minute three, Neymar scores a worldie from about 50 yards, just bangs it again. Probably the longest shot of his life. And then
he's never kicked a ball that far. Yeah. He just thinks, I'm going to do it.
And then everyone's like, oh, maybe it won't be Bayern. And then it will be like 5-1.
Wow.
Will score three. Lever will score two. And then Coutinho will score, but it'll be ruled out for offside.
If Coutinho wins the Champions League, we'll get like 5 million.
No, they don't actually. Sad.
I was thinking that can't have been a way.
I thought it was true, but it's,
they can't.
It's
they been, can't have been like if Coutinho wins the like. That's
okay.
Surely not debunked. How it's the contract.
Been, it's been debunked.
It's been debunked. Such a shame.
We can still believe it if we want to.
There's still a it's still a nice kind of, you know.
Yeah.
It's got it's a nice, still pretty cool.
Still funny.
Yeah, it's still funny. So you're going with 5-1
Maybe people get like a...
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they've walked past pretty much every team they've come across.
Yeah. So. I think PSG flop.
Yeah, although they look quite good in the semis, but...
Maybe there'll be like a Neymar... You remember Neymar got injured in the World Cup? Maybe we'll get another one of those.
Oh, yeah, that could be good. Early injury, goes off crying.
That would be sad. That would just make it a worse game, surely.
Another back injury of some kind.
Not Luke. Yeah, it'd be sad for Neymar.
No, but I feel like that would just like... If that happened, you'd be like... As you're watching, you'd be like... No, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
These things.
Like when
I would laugh
against
a bit.
Real Madrid, and then you're just like,
that was different.
No, it would be the same.
That was Ramos.
Yeah, I'm just
Egyptian king.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Ramos, and it was the whole. Yeah, this is Messi in Brazil. I'm a Neymar in Brazil.
I'm just saying, you want the best players playing in the final.
Yeah, you do. Remember when Ronaldo went off injured in that game we watched in Lisbon?
Yeah, but he was still very much part of
it. Yeah, but then he got to be the coach.
That was an incredible moment.
He got to be the hype man on the side of the pitch.
Yeah, that was good.
It'll make the difference.
Yeah.
Does Lewandowski need 3 goals to get the Champions League season goals record?
I think less.
I thought it was 3 to like get it outright.
I think it was 3 and then he scored one.
Oh, maybe.
I can't remember.
You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits.
Is it 3?
with this clear statistical information.
Okay, my notes are running thin on the ground. Anyone want to...
Farmers League.
The Farmers League.
Who? Which league is the Farmers? Where are the Farmers now?
Is it Spain?
No. Still in France?
Yeah.
Definitely.
The French league is still the Farmers League.
Well, it's called the Farmers League because of the teams at the bottom and the middle, you know? It's like, Mbappe's not a farmer. We'll accept that.
we know Mbappe's not a farmer.
Leon finished seventh this year.
Yeah, Leon is shit. Leon's not even good.
But how... This is a question. Is that because they didn't play all their games? Like, I know that's, but like,
well, yeah.
Everyone played the same amount of games.
Yeah, but as you know, the table can lie.
The table does lie.
The table never lies.
It only does. No, it doesn't lie at the end.
The last day of the season, that's the only day the table is not telling lies.
But maybe it does in France when they didn't finish the league.
Yeah, that's right.
So that table's lying.
Hmm. Yeah.
But it didn't lie last year, I guess, to let them into the champo.
I feel like Leon are top four team. Yeah, I give them that.
I think Leon's starting 11 don't lie, and they're not very good.
What do you mean, like their FIFA ratings?
Well, no, like, how good they are as players. Like, you make a bit of a judgment on the players.
How possible?
That's like the whole point of watching football, isn't it?
How is it possible without a number?
are they farmers?
Some of them actually are, yeah.
Some
of them arrive at training on their combine harvester.
Okay, it's not the German league.
No.
Is it the Spanish league at the moment? I mean, you know...
Sevilla have got that coefficient right up.
Okay, and Barcelona,
the anti-farmer coefficient.
Even though Barcelona lost 8-2.
Technically, by the European coefficient, it is the French league.
Okay. Well, I would trust UA from most things.
It goes France, Germany, Italy, England, and Spain. No. Spain are well ahead.
That's because it's completely biased.
This sounds old.
No, it's not biased. It's calculated. It's 2020. It's for
completely wrong.
It's
more farmer than Italy.
Germany's the second most farmers league.
Well, yeah, because it's just calculated by how many people qualify. Right,
Germany.
Oh, right, yeah, but that's not, you know, we're talking about, yeah, come on, Nate.
No, come on, you got to think
about... Well, I'm just giving the factual coefficient.
But this is outdated, this is last year.
No, this is for the coming year.
Yeah, but they, you know, they're stuck in their ways. They, you know, Farmers League can, you know, can come and go quicker than you think.
So what is this based on? Is this based on who qualified for the Champions League?
Yeah, like, depending on how far a team gets in European competitions, helps their coefficient.
Right, but that's just because Barcelona and Real Madrid get to the semi-finals every year.
But they also win the Europa League.
Also Sevilla win the Europa League.
You've got to think about,
but
got to the pretty far.
Inter Milan are in the Europa final. Atlanta were pretty far. English teams, all we had was Man City.
Yeah, but last year we busted last year.
Yeah, I know. That's why we're second. But should you can first. Understand.
Should be first.
No, I don't think we should be.
Fewest farmers.
But this year, quite Farmers League, English.
Yeah, very Farmers League.
No. Very Farmers League. Two teams, we're ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
No one knows anything in Europe. That's Farmers League.
So true.
Can't argue with that.
That's staple. Next season, chance to not be farmers anymore.
So it really is. Maybe England is the Farmer League this season.
No, because you just got to think about the quality of the lower teams.
That's not how you do. That's not how you decide the Farmers League.
I mean, you got to think. You know, would Villa beat a, you know, like some team that no one's ever heard of?
We have no idea.
I don't think they would.
They should bring that in. You know, they're thinking about that third Europa Cup or whatever. They should have the Europa
Farmers Cup.
Yeah, all the teams in the relegation zone qualify for the Farmers Cup.
But then you get
that's cool, and that would be. Would there be some kind of weird incentive then to get relegated because you have You beat.
Yeah, maybe the cup would get so big that you'd be incentivized to get relegated, but you can only do it once every 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to get relegated and then back up and then relegated.
Also, if you win it, you're too good for the Farmers Cup, so you don't automatically go back into it.
Wait,
you're banned from it the next year.
What's the prize?
No, you're banned from it de facto anyway because you've been relegated. And the only way to
get to qualify again if you win because then you're.
You mean like Champions League stuff? Yeah.
Maybe you get a place in the Europa League if you win it.
Oh, so you've been relegated, but you're now in Europa League.
Yes.
I like that.
Like, no squad. Yeah, that sounds good.
Because then you could get relegated and then.
Get into Champions
win
League.
Win the Europa League. That's right.
Then you'd be qualifying for the Champions League and the Farmers League, and you'd have to decide which one was more important to you. And I bet every team is choosing the Farmers League.
Having won the Farmers League and being relegated to the Championship, you then the next season just have an average Championship season but win the Europa League. Then
you're I know. But then you get relegated again.
What, there's another Farmers League?
There's, you can't have, you do get, you don't get into a Farmers League if you get relegated from the Championship.
Oh, no. Oh, right. Why not? By the time you're back in the Prem, you're playing the Champions League. And then you get relegated and then you're back in the Farmers League.
And you could be the first team to win all three.
Yeah.
The treble.
That would be more exciting than UEFA's stupid idea for a big Champions League.
I don't actually think it's weird watching a load of shit teams play against each other.
Tell me you wouldn't want to watch.
Like, have you watched the League Cup? It's fucking awful.
No, they're not shit teams, though. Like, they're all right, these teams.
When Arsenal play all their kids against, like, Leyton Orient, it is not a fun game to watch.
Fast that idea down the drain. There's definitely room for something. They need to. The Europa League is a bit dead. There's too many teams in it.
Yeah, I think that's what they want to do, though, isn't it? Bring in the third.
We do need to talk about Man United being knocked out.
Yeah,
you're a Man United fan.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I saw the second half of that game, and it was a bit naff from them. Really, they had like loads of chances, didn't score them, then went and conceded.
The stat is, it's like in the two games they had 33 chances and scored 2 penalties. I think.
It's odd because the thing is, their strikers aren't even that bad, really.
I feel like Rashford has really turned into one of those players where he just shoots from any position he gets the ball.
I do hate it whenever they get a free kick from like 60 yards and Rashford's standing there over it, like
it's just knuckleballs it every time.
Like, yeah.
I wonder if he just drags it off. Do that though. Because they all just shoot from everywhere.
Yeah, they do. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer definitely is like a year 7 football coach.
But to be fair, the keeper kept like fumbling it, but they wouldn't. So I feel like they might have known that, but then they weren't ever following up the shot. They were just taking the long ones.
It's still a group of individuals in that attack. That's how I feel. They're not playing as a team.
Yeah, I think they're looking quite good actually.
But also, Sevilla, you can't beat Sevilla in the Europa League. Everyone knows that.
You can't.
Yeah. But also, yeah, I don't know. Because like the midfield is now good. Defense is looking fine, ish. Oh, I don't know.
Will be quite a fun final though.
Yeah, it will be.
We've got the Premier League alumni in the Inter Milan team.
Yeah, I was realizing like Inter Milan's whole team is made up of like
Ashley Young to Lukaku is a
Man United, isn't it? Sanchez,
Lukaku, Ashley Young, and Victor Moses.
Do they have Ander Herrera?
Herrera.
He's
PSG.
He's
a PSG.
Okay.
Roma have Smalling.
Yep.
Who aren't involved in any of this, but
it's good to see a British boy doing well abroad though, isn't it? You don't get that often enough.
We do these days though. These days you get it.
What? Okay, give me some names.
Ashley Young.
some names that haven't been said in the last 5 seconds.
Jadon Sancho.
Kieran Trippier, is he actually doing well?
Yeah, I think he is.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, he was last year anyway. I don't know about this year.
Jadon Sancho is one, that's true.
Aaron Ramsey, although Pirlo said...
No, Aaron Ramsey's not doing well.
Pirlo said he's going to sell him.
Yeah, he's been playing. He's Welsh anyway.
That's British though, bro.
16-year-old this year.
What's that?
Dorman bought a 16-year-old.
Oh, that Birmingham. Apparently he's not that good. I don't really get it.
Well, but he started every game and he's like...
Yeah. 16,
so. He must be very good if he started every game.
Yeah, but I just was reading some stuff where people were like... They went to like, you know, like they watched him play and they were like... He was good, obviously, for a 16-year-old, but...
So it's one anecdotal, you know, one game and they've...
Yeah.
I feel like it must be insane.
Anecdotes are important, Luke. Sometimes.
But how are you going to go...
Football is made of anecdotes, you know?
Yeah. How are you going to go to Borussia Dortmund and get game time if you're 16 and, like, all right?
Well, Sancho did it, though. But he was not... I mean, he's playing regularly in the Championship.
Yeah, but I don't think Birmingham are that good in the Championship.
Oh, I feel like...
Yeah, fair enough.
I reckon, he's going to be...
At the moment, Birmingham... Birmingham finished 20th. They have two places of relegation. But yeah, fair enough.
Is it time for a quiz?
Bellingham, that was his name, Bellingham.
Yeah.
Is it time for a quiz?
I don't have a quiz. I got one question.
Okay.
That's it.
Go on, then.
It was actually a question related to Sevilla and the Europa League final, which is tonight.
Yeah, 47 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. Is it on BT Sport?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, basically, you know that every single time Sevilla win the Europa League, I thought it'd be fun to see how many teams actually start in Europa League and then it always just ends with Sevilla. So how many teams do you think begin the Europa League process total have the chance of winning the Europa League final?
Like a fucking...
Qualifying rounds.
Like, yeah, everyone in the Champions League, they could end up winning the Europa League as well.
No. The number of people who actually qualify... So from the Champions League, you get like 8 teams or whatever.
Including on the qualifying rounds?
All of the rounds.
I'm going to go 256.
No, that's ridiculous. Surely.
Where does the qualification process start? You know?
I can't.
The start of the Premier League season, everyone has an opportunity to finish in those European spots.
No, Luke, come on. Okay. Come on.
I actually appreciate that, Luke.
Thank you.
Be reasonable.
Is it closest wins?
Yeah, closest wins. Remember your guess.
Take the upper bound. 256. 256.
I've lost it. But I will find it.
Yeah. I'm going to take 42. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Well, Thomas absolutely definitely wins.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, but I've lost it. Just give me a sec.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
You've already won.
I know, but I want to know how close that was.
Because surely it's only two teams from each league, isn't it?
Oh, no, Jenny, you're so wrong. Oh, God, where is it? This is why I had the coefficient up earlier. Oh, I was looking at the wrong one. 213 teams.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
I don't even get how that works.
Because they have, 16 teams in the preliminary round, which is 6 domestic cup winners from countries like San Marino, Andorra, Kosovo, Northern Ireland, 7 domestic runners-up from countries like Estonia and Malta, 3 domestic league third-place winners from countries like Wales and Georgia.
Okay, you don't need to go through all 94 of them.
94 teams coming in the next round.
94. That's fair enough.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And those are like all right teams from still shit leagues. So like the winners from the shit teams, and then another 72 teams come in, and those are like the sixth place in the Prem. And it keeps going from there.
If you're still listening to this podcast, tweet us.
Well done.
Why haven't you stopped listening? So how many points do I get for that?
One.
Luke, you're not the quiz master, though.
He's frozen, I think. So you'll be taking one and you'll be happy with it, Thomas.
He does appear to have frozen. It's a good pose.
League is really the most, should be the most coveted trophy because there's the most teams competing for it.
What about the FA Cup?
That is true.
The whole pyramid. Actually, are there more teams in the League Cup?
There's 92 in the Football League, but the FA Cup does more than the Football League.
So. Oh, yeah, because it's like the whole pyramid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whole pyramid.
I'd like to know what is the lowest, the shittest team that could win the FA Cup? That's a good question.
Yeah, but it can happen. I mean, because like there was one year like the Met Police team did like, because there's so many previous qualifying rounds.
Yeah.
But it's true. I reckon it'll be crazy.
So could the Met Police team technically win?
Well, they just went a lot further than yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like there's some qualifiers for like the year before, you know.
And you could be like Sainsbury's Bracknell, probably. Exactly. I haven't got any more notes. So Otto says, did we lose the recording? Nah, bro. Still recording here. Join us. Come back. Oh, he's got to go anyway, so he won't be able to come back. Oh, what a way to exit. Okay. All right, well, that's Otto_Wolf signing off. If you didn't know.
In the middle of going through the precise details of all of the teams in the UEFA League.
Yeah.
And you get three teams from, like, Malta and San Marino.
I'm asking how many points I got.
You got 1 point, Thomas.
I'm just waiting for his he's not replying. Okay, you've been listening to In Our Playing Repair, the most unedited, uncensored, and unprofessional, but unbelievable.
Hey.
213 points, one for every team.
Oh, I knew he was going to say something stupid
that,
like that.
With that, we say thank you and goodbye to Luke Stamper.
Thank you and goodbye.
At the J Doggy Dog.
Thank you and goodbye.
And thank you and goodbye from me. Thank you and goodbye. Okay, let's stop recording.